Welcome to Bedrock, the Claremont Institute's weekly discussion of America's founding principles. It's a discussion of our nation's philosophical foundation, it's a search for statesmanship, and it's available online exclusively at redcounty.com. Now here's your host, Larry Greenfield.
And welcome back indeed to Bedrock with Larry Greenfield, a podcast at redcounty.com, a production of the Claremont Institute for the Study of Statesmanship and Political Philosophy. I'm very honored to have the distinguished and experienced congressman from Southern California, Congressman Ed Royce. Welcome to Bedrock with Larry Greenfield.
Thank you, Larry. Good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Good to be with you. As an important congressman who focuses on national security, please share what committees you're on and what some of your recent work has been focused on.
Well, absolutely. I serve on international terrorism, nonproliferation, and trade, as well as the subcommittee that covers the Middle East and the subcommittee that covers Asia. But I'll mention I just got back from Pakistan and meetings there, along with meetings in India. And maybe we could get in to some details here on the show about some of the challenges facing Pakistan and just how badly things are going with the sort of appeasement strategy
Yes. That
the civilian government there is employing.
Indeed, Congressman, some claim that Pakistan, which has nuclear weapons and has the threat of the Taliban growing from the Swat Valley up north toward Islamabad, is the most important national security concern of the West and the United States. Tell us about your trip.
Well, I think the fact that they have in the neighborhood of 100 atomic weapons is what really gives us concern, along with the fact that the madrasas there just continually churn out a new generation of graduates who know how to carry out jihad. I visited in the past up in the northwest frontier a school, a government school that had been set up for girls. On this trip, that school I found had been bombed. We had a chance to meet with General Kiani. I made the arguments to General Kiani about the necessity to take decisive action now that not only is the Swat Valley fallen, but also while we were there, we had a situation where Abdul Aziz, who led the uprising at the Red Mosque, and you might recall, Larry, that he was taken into custody in a burqa trying to escape after having all of those suicide bombers in Islamabad carry out jihad. Well, he had made a threat against the Supreme Court justice, and the Supreme Court justice released him. As a matter of fact, while I was in country, and he was making a speech there, right there in the Capitol, arguing for jihad. So that gives you a sense of how the situation is absolutely unraveling. I should mention to you, too, I have a blog, Foreign Intrigue Blog, and to sign up or receive updates via RSS feeds, if I could suggest to the listeners, they might want to visit www.royce.house.gov/foreign intrigue blog. So if you go to my website here in Congress, you can be updated. About three times a week, we update the blog on current foreign policy issues, like the trip that I just took. But I just want to share with you also one other very disturbing development, and that is that we spoke to the Sharif brothers there, and again, did not get the sense that there's going to be decisive leadership coming out of the parliament. We had an opportunity, though, to talk to some of the parliamentarians who told us that one thing that was very effective, and this they told us this as an aside, one thing that was very effective were these strikes by drones that we were making on terrorists. They said we were killing many of those involved with Al-Qaeda and with the Taliban.
Well said. Congressman Ed Royce is my guest here at Bedrock with Larry Greenfield at redcounty.com. Congressman Royce, A.Q. Khan was released from house arrest. Of course, Mrs. Bhutto was murdered, the leader of Pakistan. What should Americans be thinking about when we think about Pakistan and the Pakistan-Afghan border and our area of operation, of course, still ongoing in Afghanistan? Are we at risk of Pakistan falling to an Islamic jihadist entity?
Well, of course, this is one of the reasons we are trying to convince the Pakistani government to pull its 500,000-man army off the border with India and instead have that army face the Taliban insurgency, which is coming out of the northwest frontier and getting now within 80 miles of Islamabad itself. You know, many are comparing Pakistan with Iran in 1979, and what's disconcerting here is the lack of understanding, I think, inside the country as to the fact that as the insurgents gain more and more territory and are not stopped, that this is like blood in the water for the Islamists. You know, they feed on these successes. So it's very important that the army, part of that army, be redeployed in order to defeat these insurgents. And part of our effort is to do exactly that. In the meantime, as you point out, the Pakistan-Afghan border there, this is the tribal region where the insurgents are operating out of to come down and attack U.S. and British troops and Afghan forces. We need to continue these predator, these strikes that we make by drone. They've proved very effective. While I was in country, as a matter of fact, we had one of the largest strikes yet in the northwest against one of these targets. And so, you know, this is important for our national security, because if Pakistan falls, you've got a country of approximately 165 million people with 100 nuclear warheads. And now that would be under the control of the radical jihadists, and we cannot afford to have that happen. As I've suggested, the way to change it is to embolden the army to turn and face the jihadists. We must get them to do that.
Well said, and I assume the United States at the military level, and I hope at the political leadership level, is doing all it can to keep Pakistan stable. I know there's a new development of drones, which are even more lethal. They're larger. They're operated like video games from our commanders in Nevada in the desert. They're on their way to East Asia. Congressman, not only for the stability of Pakistan and avoiding the risk of atomic weapons falling into the wrong hands, but is Pakistan and our efforts in Afghanistan still a very critical factor as you think about the war on terror more generally? Are there plots we're disrupting, or is it an important model not to fail to incentivize jihadists in the Arab world, for example?
Well, yes, there's that point, the fact that this has been used as a base for attacks on the United States before and will be again. There's the fact that AQ Khan out of Pakistan proliferated and helped to spread this technology to the centrifuge technology, in particular for developing atomic weapons, into North Korea, into Libya, Iran, Syria, and elsewhere. And so there is the fact that as a failed state under an Islamist, a radical jihadist government, I should say, that this would be even a greater danger in terms of the proliferation of the types of weaponry that in the hands of jihadists would be most troubling. And I should say at this point that this is one of the reasons why we are concerned with the cuts in ballistic missile defense that have been made simultaneous with the launchings in North Korea and in Iran of three-stage missiles. Now is not the time that the United States should be cutting its missile defense programs. Now is not the time to knock out the airborne laser or the ground-based interceptors. You know, in Alaska and California, the administration has cut the addition of any more of those programs. The multiple kill vehicle, you know, that gives us the opportunities to destroy an incoming missile. Here we are facing the proliferation activities in the past, Pakistan's AQ Khan, who has helped transmit these capabilities to Iran and North Korea. We are watching. In February, you saw the launch of the ballistic missile launching a satellite into space for Iran. And also in April, you saw that three-stage ICBM launched out of North Korea. Clearly, North Korea is attempting to develop the long-range capability. Somebody once asked John Kennedy, what's the difference between the Atlas missile that sent John Glenn up into space versus one aimed at the Soviet Union? And he said, well, the difference is attitude. Well, here we've got the wrong attitude on the part of North Korea, because they're proliferating to states which are talking about wiping Israel off the face of the earth and wiping, you know, hitting the United States. And so it's very, very important right now that, we continue with our missile defense program, and B, we put the pressure on these regimes so that they can't have the capability to go forward.
Well stated, Congressman Ed Royce. This is Larry Greenfield reminding the listeners that our dinner June 8th featuring George Will at the Fairmont Miramar in Santa Monica can be registered for at our website, www.claremont.org. Congressman Ed Royce, a wonderful leader in the House of Representatives, an experienced, dignified, thoughtful expert on national security. We'll have you back again next week, Congressman, to move beyond the Pakistan-Afghanistan region. Thank you for your comments on ballistic missile defense, the need for relatively low-cost interceptors, and our assets which are placed on land, on sea, on our Aegis cruisers, potentially in space to protect our satellites and our assets, to help our allies in Europe, Poland, and the Czech Republic, and Israel with our joint projects, the Arrow Project. Thank you for your attention to the missile defense issue, and we'll talk about that next time as well. I want to thank you, Congressman Ed Royce, for being our guest.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you all for listening to Bedrock with Larry Greenfield.
You've been listening to Bedrock. All views expressed on this program are solely those of the host and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of Red County, producer of this broadcast. For additional information regarding this program, please visit the contact page at redcounty.com. You can learn more about the Claremont Institute at www.claremont.org. Bedrock is a Red County production, all rights reserved.